It is the final Monday of April, and every other Monday morning we check in with Steve Callums, our good friend from the Bloomington Police Department. Steve, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Glass. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning.
You sound well rested, like you've had a quiet couple of weeks here, and unlike the weather, where we're kind of shocked that it hasn't been busier, perhaps on the severe side. You went through a little 500 week and weekend, which by all accounts that I've read, was below average in a good way.
It was. Everybody was well behaved. The weekend went really well, and we ended up with a fairly low number of calls. A lot lower than we usually do. Of course, we had a couple of cases, bigger cases, individual type cases that were important and we've been working on. But as far as the overall types of calls we had and the overall behavior of the students and the guests, it was a pretty good weekend.
And based on the weather we had, which was absolutely perfect, did you find that to be interesting?
Oh, absolutely we did. We had geared up for it to be a pretty rough weekend. We planned for it. We were ready to go. But, I attributed that to good defense in the paper, and I really feel that way. We were prepared. We had our people out. We had our officers out in the communities. They were getting out of their cars. They were talking to people. They were walking through the neighborhoods. And when we were seeing social media and stuff coming back to us through social media, everybody noticed it. They saw the officers were out. They recognized it. There was a lot of conversations about people, having to be good and staying on their best behavior. And it just worked out really well for us.
Was that a new angle of, I don't want to say attack, because this isn't war or anything silly like that. but was this a new angle of behavior to say, hey, let's get out and engage instead of just read and react?
Something we've been working on for the last several years. So I wouldn't say brand new, but in the grand scheme of things, yeah, it's down to that community-oriented policing. It's getting out into the communities and being part of the communities. We did the Coffee with a Cop over at IU on Thursday of that weekend to reach out, and I think that helped a lot, worked with IU on that. And then just having the cooperation with all the agencies that were in town and everybody helping each other out and just, again, being out in the communities really made a big difference. And we saw it. We saw in the numbers we had. We saw in the behavior. Because if you were out, Friday or Saturday in that afternoon hours, early evening hours, there were a lot of people out.
They were
moving around, and it really felt like at any time it could have gotten out of hand, and it just didn't. And again, everybody was well behaved. Everybody was looking out for each other, and that's exactly what we wanted to see.
Well, I was kind of curious if we had any roofs collapse or porch things. I saw so many kids on top of house roofs. It was very strange. And hopefully nobody got hurt.
Yeah.
Closer to the sun up there.
It was just really odd.
And briefly, did you guys see the picture that was going around the internet yesterday of the bounce house on top of the apartment building across the street from Nick's? I think that was from Saturday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I did not see it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to
check Nick's Facebook page there. That was it. That was making the rounds there. Captain Steve Callums is here to discuss heavier interests than bouncy houses. And but he does have a good sense of humor, so we can have some fun with him. But when the week started and you saw this forecast, when you got together with Chief Dekoff and everybody else that made decisions down there, was this the third, fourth, fifth, tenth outcome you thought would happen based on all the information in prior years with great forecasts?
When we talked about it on Monday morning.
Yeah, the week before, right.
Yeah, well, actually, even the day after, Monday morning when we came in and sat down and we started looking at the numbers, we were shocked. We felt a little bit busier than that, and we were surprised that the numbers were that low. So, I would have to say that our last anticipated outcome would have been what we got.
Wow.
We were really expecting a lot more than we did, but we're happy with it. It's fantastic, and we're glad to have it turn out that way.
And every time we want to write off society or these kids these days, look at they turn around and give us a positive surprise. My joke about on the radio, and I tell this all the time, is I believe there's only been 23 perfect games in the history of Major League Baseball who's been around since the 1870s. So if you're looking for perfect, please don't look in this direction. You're not going to get one. We did have a couple issues, but we haven't had the issues. There were some major issues the last 5 years or so. You've had some very heavy lifting to do. We had a couple of those issues. Can you give us an update on where those cases are? We had some
attacks.
Yeah, for lack of a better term.
Women attacked.
Yeah, we had two rape cases that we worked. IU also had one. We're still investigating those cases and working really hard on them. The good thing is, because of the plan of attack, if you will, for the weekend, we had our detectives 24/7 coverage or 24-hour coverage during those couple of days, which we usually don't. We have on call for evening hours for them. So they were able to pick up these cases right away. Our detectives started the investigation, so we were able to get all the evidence, all the statements, everything we could right off the bat. So we had a head start on all those. And we're using that right now to continue through with the investigation, and hopefully we'll have some decent outcomes on it. But these things take some time.
And if anybody has any tips, they can always call the police department or engage through Facebook. That's been a big help as well. And some other news that we've seen, the mayor, John Hamilton, has come out and with your help is putting together, I want to make sure I get this information right, the police data, what are we calling this thing here? I'm waiting for my internet to refresh. There we go. The police data initiative. Mayor Hamilton talked about that late last week. Talk about how that, what's the word I'm looking for here? The transparency between the community and the police department and the government.
It's part of the 21st Century Policing Initiative that we've been working on, and we're a real progressive police department here. For years, we've been trying to do a lot of different things, and we've worked on what's called intelligence-led policing, so using a lot of data or metrics, if you will, to bring in information and decide what to do with our limited resources. So we've had that kind of information in-house for a long time, and now we're starting to figure out ways to share that with the community. What does the community need? What do they want? What would they understand? What would be helpful to them? And then with the 21st Century Policing, they've started this initiative gathering data on a national level, and we're the smallest agency involved in that initiative. Everybody else involved in providing that data to the federal government are much larger departments. They've asked for 3 data sets. We're going to give them 10. So we're right now putting together a lot of information. That's going to go up on the city's Be Clear site, and then it's going to be transferred over to the federal government so we can provide all that information. Again, just a way to provide that transparency, to reach out to the community, let them know what we're doing, and deal with some of those concerns. Get them right out there in the front so we can talk about issues and keep things moving forward.
So if people say, well, you're arresting everybody for jaywalking in this town, you can go look at the Be Clear site and see how many people are arrested for jaywalking or whatever.
Yeah, specifically, the data that we're going to be providing in those specific data sets, you know, that information, they'll be able to look that up, see how many people we're arresting, keeping track of some of the demographics of our community and who we're dealing with and those kinds of things. So I think the community is really going to like it as this gets ramped up.
Well, and the important part is it's not opinion. It's fact-based, and you can, instead of saying, well, they won't release the port, it's a secret agenda, it's hidden away from us, that's the exact opposite.
Absolutely. It's right out there. It's the facts. This is the facts. And whether you like that information or not, doesn't matter. It's the facts.
And they tend to get in a way of most arguments as well.
Yeah.
I didn't know you guys were turning into sabermetricians there. That's awesome. But again, it's the way forward. If you have the data to use, you can put your people where they need to be, not where you feel they should be, because we understand feel has a part to do with it. There is not an exact science to all this, but those numbers can make you more efficient. They can save you time. They can save you manpower. How does that resonate through the department?
Well, I mean, that's the fight we've been having for years. So officers, especially the older officers, are like, I know where crime is. I've been around here forever. I know where I need to go. And then we start looking at numbers, and a lot of times they're right. You know, a lot of times they know exactly where they're supposed to be. But occasionally you find that weird hot spot, someplace that'll pop up that you didn't expect or didn't see. And that's where things get really interesting for us. And then also for our younger officers and for our younger supervisors as to decide where to put those resources. Because every day they've got opportunities to put people in different places in town. With this information, now we know where to put them, when to put them, and what we want them to do. And we were able to do things just like this for Little Five. And we got a great outcome for that.
Detective Steve, or Detective, Captain Steve Kellums.
I've done it all.
I was going to say, that's probably not inaccurate, but not accurate today. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest from the Bloomington Police Department. He checks in every other Monday, and we've got to wrap up with the great viral video that was making the rounds.
This is adorable.
And if you haven't seen it yet, I don't know if I posted it or not. I will put it on their WGCL Facebook page as well. I will let you tell the story from scratch. But just remember, you young drivers out there, you need to follow the laws all the time when you're driving around town and anywhere else.
Well, you know, this was just one of those things where Sergeant Brandon LaPasa, one of our fantastic officers and supervisors here, he won an award for Officer of the Year last year. And he got involved making some discussions with some people in the community, and they were really looking for an opportunity to provide a very special birthday gift to their daughter. And so with some discussions beforehand and setting up some opportunities off the clock where the community's safe and everything, he pulled the car over, knowing where they were going to be and when they were going to be. He made that stop and pretended it to be because they violated the law. And when he approached and asked the girl, started providing her with
license and registration, please.
Yeah, he comes back with the quote unquote ticket, which turned out to be Justin Bieber tickets that have been provided by the family. So, and then of course they filmed it, and we, you know, we didn't put that out, but you know, obviously it's something that we could have put out, but the family decided they wanted to do that. It was kind of special and private for them, but they wanted to put that out, and it's just, like you said, it's kind of a great little video, a great little moment.
It's fantastic, and I think the local
that
news
little
organizations
girl probably
in Indianapolis
is still just having a small heart attack.
Yeah,
yeah, because she saw Justin Bieber. That's why.
Right,
had nothing to do with the police. She got
there
the, she got the tickets and forgot about everything else. This is great, but it's just fun to see. Again, I'm not saying that everybody feels this way, but there has been a lot of consternation in the country, around the air, everywhere else, about it's not us versus them, and that's why we love having you on Mondays to hear about maybe some of the other sides of the stories that don't always make it to the front page of the papers as well. And you guys don't have the easiest job, and people should understand that, and they should understand how you're helping the community as opposed to dividing it, because that's not the case.
Right, Glass. And like when you and I started talking originally about doing this, this was the whole point of reaching out and starting letting the community know that we're people, you know, and we're part of the community, and you know, we do these things to help the community. It's why we come to work every day, is to help people. So these kinds of things are fun for us, and we really like people to see the more human side of us, too.
Yep, and you'll see them downtown. You'll see them on the Beeline Trail. You'll see them all around Bloomington. And, again, Coffee with the Cop, do you have one of those coming up? I know you just did one with the IU students. But
we will. I don't have a date yet.
Okay.
But we definitely. It's going to be a continuing program. You'll probably see one of those at almost every month.
Okay, great.
Well, I don't know how many people have to be in contact with our local police, but I will tell you every experience I've had with the local police have been very pleasant.
Great.
And it's been really, you know, it's very different than what I've experienced in other communities. We all hope we don't have to be in contact with them very often, but sometimes things happen and you need to, you know, stop by the station and ask a question or something. And most of my experiences have been very positive.
That's
a good thing, you know,
yeah.
Because, you know, when you have so many students in the community, we don't want the hope is that we don't end up having this conflict of police and students. That's a really negative thing, and I don't think we've got that here. I think
too much cooperation between all the
we've had pretty good luck with that, and I've seen it in other communities where that's not been the case, and so it's really nice to see it here.
We're all here. We're all rubbing shoulders with each other. We've got all.
Well, you guys live here just like we do.
We've got plenty of weirdness going on, and we just have to embrace all of it. Hey. Captain Kellums, we appreciate your time as always, and we'll get caught up with you not next Monday, but the Monday following. And that will be after – that's after graduation, isn't it?
It is.
Where does that rate
on your – around town easier.
In park and go anywhere you want at any time you'd like. How is the graduation scene compared to Little Five?
Oh, it's an entirely different scene. Parents are in town for that.
That's right.
It's crowded, but it's usually much calmer.
That's the point. Mom and Dad are there looking over the shoulder and getting that done. Hey, great job as always. We appreciate your time. We'll get caught up in 2 weeks.
Thanks. You guys have a great day.